Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
So today we are attending to something that upsets all of us. That's why these days, even when I go and buy clothes, when they ask for my details, I refuse.
Really?
Send the email, I'm like, no. Here, I got the bag. Take the money.
Give me my goods.
I'm out of here. Is it possible that in the not too distant future, we'll be saying farewell to spam calls in South Africa? Here's one of our friends, a person we follow on both TikTok and Instagram, at Cool Story Brew, talking about the disappearance or the possible disappearing of spam calls.
Okay, guys, some big news. This could finally be the end of spam calls and telemarketing in South Africa. The government are reportedly almost finished with the development of a software South Africans have been asking for years. It's called the National Opt-Out Registry. And how it works is if you sign up to this online platform, which is hosted by the government, companies will no longer be legally allowed to contact you or harass you for marketing purposes, and they will probably roll this out within the next couple of months. We never thought this day would come. But not only that, because did you know, according to law changes back in April, it's now actually illegal for telemarketers to contact you without your consent. And if they do harass you without your consent, you can actually report them and they'll face fines. Since April, 60 companies have been reported for violating these new laws, and one of them was fined 100,000 rand. Now, some people are concerned that the crackdown on telemarketing will threaten some jobs in South Africa, but other people are very excited to hear about this crackdown on telemarketing.
Yeah, but why must I work again and fill out some form?
Yeah.
Guys, you know,
it's not make sure.
Now, I'm always very much on the fence with telemarketers. I politely decline. If I find like, this looks like, see, I'm being called by a telemarketer, I will politely decline the call.
Oh, is that what you mean? Hang up?
Absolutely. Oh. But I don't pick it up. If I do pick it up and I find that it's a telemarketer, I will politely decline, because I do understand that they are at work. I do understand that they are following certain leads. I'm consuming certain products that link me to the product that they think that they can sell to me. So I don't know if I am for... I'm not too upset. I'm not upset by telemarketers. I really am not.
Okay, I suppose you're on one side of the spectrum.
Yeah,
Other people will tell you consent.
Yeah, you're calling a 65-year-old to ask them about a policy. Like... chances are this person has had this policy for 35 years.
Yeah, okay. Let's bring in our guest. You're right. Today we're asking, how true is it, right? This idea that there'd be an opt-out registry. Mm. And if it is true, what does it mean for me and you? As always, we've got an expert or somebody who knows a bit more than we do. In this case, Petondab is a spokesperson for the National Consumer Commission and joins us via our telephone line. Peto, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon, team. Thank you so much.
As you can hear, it's a heated debate, and I think it's representative of many of our listeners who also have a lot to say about this. Let's start with some context. This opt-out registry, is it a real thing? If so, how accessible is it? In other words, when can people start using whatever this platform is about?
I like the fact that you're asking if it's a real thing, because you'll never know these days.
Exactly.
Look, yes, the opt-out registry, it is a real thing. In terms of accessibility, it's accessible on the NCC's website. It's two portals in one. What we are currently using fully as South African consumers and the NCC is the portal or the module where you are able to file a complaint, of contravention of the Consumer Protection Act. Now, the opt-out registry side of things, it is not yet operational. We are waiting for the Minister of the DTIC to promulgate the regulations to say, now, here is the right, or your right, the NCC, to ensure that you allow direct marketers to register, you allow consumers to register, and both parties are able to use the system fully. We can only do that once the gazette or the promulgation of the, rather, the regulations are promulgated.
Yeah.
So what we did, just to give a bit of background, we have Section 11, Subsection 3, that says the NCC can establish a register. We did that. But you also have the regulations that would say this is how you contract, this is how you handle the registry itself. But there were three options. Now, the amended Regulation 4, if that, now that part of that actually says the NCC is responsible for rolling out the opt-out registry, receiving a direct marketers or direct marketers registering, consumers registering, the process of opting out, you know, and all that, the integrative. But as we speak, consumers can register and wait for the minister to say, now, this is the effective date of the opt-out registry.
The requirements to register are quite interesting. I understand you need to put down your ID number, other personal details. I mean, you'll forgive some of the skeptics among us who are wondering whether or not this information would be safe. I mean, that's how we get to a point where we are, quote-unquote, victims of telemarketers to begin with.
Look, any system that we actually utilize in the Republic of South Africa, there has to be an interface with one or few other regulators. Now, for the NCC to know that they are interacting with Petontaba, I can put in my ID number 2002, whatever. But if Home Affairs is not able to confirm that ID number, it then becomes a problem whether you're talking to a person or what. Now, those are the requirements in as far as our law to say you need to be talking to a real consumer, a South African consumer, or someone who is in South Africa, but they are not South African, which is in this case is going to be a passport. And other details that are very basic, your name, surname, but it's information as per your ID number. Now, that information, once it is stored, and then you have opted out. Let's say you opt out from store A. I'm not going to give names. You say, store A, don't call me, don't email me, don't SMS me, don't even write a letter to me. Once you do that, you do that once and you are done. They will never contact you. But if you decide that you change your mind, it's fine, you can SMS me. You can go back to the system with your portal. It's here. Go back to the system and say, it's fine, you can SMS me, but still, you don't allow them to process or to communicate with you using any other mean or platform.
Sure. Let me just come in there.
That information.
I hear you. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm just looking at the time. So are you saying this platform works only by you identifying the store that you don't want to contact you? I thought it had a blanket application. In other words, I register on the portal and I can receive no calls from anyone. Do I have that wrong?
There's two options. The question is correct. Two options. You can say from the entire industry, let's say telecommunications, and say, I don't want anything from telecommunications, which is, you know, what you normally use. Or to say from the banks, I don't want any marketing from any bank in South Africa. Or you say from the banks, only my bank can market a service to me. All other banks, you block them, right? So, or you then go to the say bank A, B, and then you block the rest of the banks.
Gotcha.
So, how we designed the system was to ensure that it's flexible enough to allow consumers who change their minds and say the entire industry or certain stores based on the industry.
Does this then pose a risk to telemarketers in terms of job security? Because generally, South Africans are very mad at telemarketers. You know, even Ayanda said, we fall victims to telemarketers. But does this mean that we are looking at job cuts? Because if they can't chase leads, if they can't do their job, then there is no need for them to be at work.
This is very interesting. I might not be able to say yes or no.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, for example, I'm one of those people, if I don't want to talk to them, I'm not going to sign up for that particular service. So the difference is the same, really. But what the system will do will ensure that direct marketers talk to consumers who want to receive calls from those direct marketers, unlike them calling anyone. At times, you can receive 10 calls from one service provider. You block this number, you receive a call again. It then tells you that I don't want to talk to store A or I don't want to receive calls. But if I have not or I did not opt out, I am still on their mailing list or contact list. They can call me as and when they want. But it's just to ensure that as a consumer, you now enjoy your right to privacy, that you don't receive calls willy-nilly. You only talk to direct marketers or those who would have said to them, it's okay, you can communicate with me. Only for direct marketing in this case, yeah.
Fair enough. So much more to be said, but let's leave it there for now. Peton Daba is a spokesperson for the National Consumer Commission. Thanks very much indeed. I imagine amongst the many questions for some of our listeners is how implementable this is. You know, what is the consequence if I sign out on this registry and I still get calls from people that I don't want to talk to?
It's not going to work.
Yeah, because how many times have we opted out anyway?
Yeah.
And we still get the calls anyway. Papia will then say, no, you can't contact this person because of blah, 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 blah. 2 seconds later they contact you. My worry is if there's an entire system that is able to gatekeep that, we are really going to see job losses, and we're really going to see, guys, just let them call you and you reject the call. Guys, come on.
Even if we reject the thing, even if I reject those calls, they always come. They are disturbed. I'm 17. No matter if I'm silent, if I'm lighter, disturbed. Once I reject her, we are babies. They start calling you from morning until episode. It's not right. I think in Jelama robot call or whatever, they should just look into them.
I think this Consumer Act law will be very helpful for some of us, because now you get like 10 calls in a day. You block this number, they call you with another number seconds later. So it's very annoying because now you keep on getting calls that you don't need, and it disturbs some of us who are working from home, because now you have to keep on rejecting these calls and they are time consuming. So I even went to the extent of blocking all unknown numbers, because really I feel like I'm being harassed and I can't take it anymore. So I opted to block all unknown numbers so that I get peace, because
know this telemarketing situation, Khumotso, it is so dangerous because I'm a victim of an identity theft and duplication because of the telemarketers. I understand my ID details and telephone numbers were taken from work by somebody spitefully and given to the telemarketers who really did a serious damage on me. You've heard me on Kaya when I was crying about my identity theft. I don't think anyone really want to go through the situation. I am so glad they are closing them down. I wish they had done it sooner.
Regarding to your spam call, do you know who are playing from Sebex waiting for your call? Who is serious? Who can call? Which I'm better?
Unfortunately, I'm a champion of ignoring calls.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen the day I win the lotto. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because even SMSs, you see them much later. But, you know, the robot calls, those ones frustrate me.
Because they can
Did
call
you
at
know?
Night. Yes.
No. So it's not a human being.
Oh, okay.
It's a robot. Mm. Did you know that you can qualify for a 1-1-1-1-1? Those stress me out.
No, they don't, actually.
But when it's a human, guys, I'm not going to let
those ones don't stress me out because I just drop.
Yeah.
It's more difficult when there's a human and then, you know.
Yeah, you must be nice.
Exactly. Yeah. The robots, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
I've answered
the
a couple of times.
The ones that annoy me, get a robot. Okay. Those
then
ones
I just,
are...
because I heard this other guy shouting at the phone the other day, Seswam, Angnam Sevenzing, itola pima alimin.
Ah, guys, what's going to happen? We're crying about unemployment. I don't know. There's already so much AI that's taking employment. There's already so much technology that's already... I don't know if I can support this thing. I don't know if I can.
Hmm.
Like, I work for an insurance company, and this telemarketing thing is so annoying. And I know, Guti, we also do it, right? But it has become so bad that even when we are looking for our own customers, like we want to fix something on your policy or want to get in contact with you because you raised a complaint or something, we can't get a hold of you because it's such a problem. Like, we are unable to do our work because of the numerous calls that we get. Come on, it's a lot.
Now for me, you know, with these telemarketers, I don't reject the call in most cases. And I think it's purely because I understand the industry, because, you know, these people have got targets and stuff. So, but I'll give them like a little bit of talk time where I want to know what they are calling me for. And if they are calling me for car insurance, I just tell them I don't have a car. If it's home insurance or whatever, I don't have a home. If it's something else like your whatever policy, I just tell them I'm unemployed. So just to give them that talk time, Shamwaves, and not reject them off the are also trying to do their jobs and make their targets.
Classito, imagine if somebody said, I hate radio. It's okay for you to hate it, but once you say, can we just do away with radio? It's so useless in our lives. That's problematic.
It is problematic indeed. So, speaking about scams, you all have, I'm sure, received this message that your account number has been compromised.
Oh, please, all
and
the time.
There's a link.
Don't do it.
And you know, because I bank with this particular bank, right? And they were spot on about the bank. And I looked at it, I think it was a month ago. I looked at it and I almost clicked on that link. You know what I mean? So now there's a new one here. They say, your account will be blocked in 2 hours due to outdated Fika details. Yeah. Can you imagine what panic? About 2 hours. There are some people who are going to panic.
Yeah, guys, don't panic. Like, honestly, do not panic. Like, even if when you think of, they've SMS me, come one of my banks as well, saying that my Fika documents are not updated, they're going to closing. I'm like, if that bank really wants to contact me, let's say we are not answering calls because of the spams. When I go onto my app, the first thing I'm going to see is a Fika notification.
Yep.
So no thank you.
We should just let it be, man. Because sometimes you get that you actually need some of their services, obviously, because they provide different services. I remember when I used to work at a call center selling medical insurance. I would find people who had medical aid for the longest time, not knowing that they can actually opt out for simple things like just taking your day-to-day cover just for doctors. Or maybe you're not a sickly person, you take out a hospital plan. So you find that they would thank me for calling them. It's not the same with everyone, but looking at how many people work at a call center, it will be a bad one. It will be a bad one. It's not so bad, so bad. Obviously, the calls are irritating and all those things. And companies actually make a lot of money from this thing because it does work. It does work. And you get someone's attention and you sell whatever that you need to sell, then it's a win-win. So if we can block such things, if it gives you so much problems, you can just block the number and move on.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.